households will be down an average of 2% after this week's budget. That's according to the Economic and Social Research Institute. But lower income households will feel the brunt more than those on higher incomes. Dr. Claire Keane from the ESRI is on the line. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. You went through all the various measures and how they might affect people. What did you find?
Thanks, Rachel. Yes, we had a look to see how budget 2026 would impact upon people's disposable income, so their income after any welfare rises and tax changes. And as you said, we found that overall we were doing a comparison to if things had grown in line with, say, prices or wages to try and get people's, you know, real impacts for people. So for example, if inflation just ends up eating into any increases, then that would show up as a negative for us. And that's what we're finding. We're finding that compared to both prices and or wage growth, we're anticipating around a 2% decline in income. And as you said, it's going to be sharper at the bottom. So around 2.5% or slightly more for the very lowest income groups, compared to around 1.3% for the higher income groups. And what's driving that is things like the social welfare increases we've seen are, you know, helping to increase people's income, but it's the withdrawal of those temporary supports that were brought in, things like the energy credits and the double payments of certain benefits. Those cost of living policies, their withdrawal is having a negative impact on people's incomes.
Now, the government's argument was that this budget was going to be more targeted, but from what you're saying, should lower income families have been better targeted?
So I suppose we'd argue that if you want to try to protect those on lower incomes, you certainly need to make sure that the welfare system is keeping pace with price and wage inflation. And I suppose it's those temporary measures, they're really, the lower income groups were more reliant on them. They were making up a larger proportion of their income and helping protect them more. So I think their withdrawal, there's an inevitable impact of their withdrawal. There's a little bit better targeting. So we see an increase in the child support payments. They are the extra payments that people with children on welfare payments get. So that's a bit better targeted. But unfortunately, overall, we're going to see a sharper impact at the very bottom, just because any increase in social welfare are sort of effectively being cancelled out by those cuts to the temporary cost of living policies.
Dr. Claire Keane from the ESRI, thanks for taking our call this afternoon.